are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Dr. Daphne Scott is our sidecar tonight. She's our positivity expert. And the other day we were on the phone talking about, like, sometimes we just shake our heads at the things people do.
Yeah.
And then you asked me, what happened to that? Remember when we talked about dumb criminals?
Remember that time, Patty?
Remember that one time? And it makes me, doesn't it make you feel better? Like when I watch the show Hoarders, I feel better about the clutter in my house. Like, I don't feel so bad. I'm like, okay. I mean, I may have that, my dining room table and my buffet may be covered and
chucked full.
Just, yeah. But I don't have dead cats underneath the newspapers.
No, when you have flat cats.
Flat cats.
I have flat cats in your house. That's, things have gone too far.
But I also, in the same way, when I see these stupid criminal stories, I kind of go, my life isn't that bad. I haven't, I feel like I've made some choices that were, you know, off the, you know, reservation.
Yeah.
But, you know, things are working out okay.
We can drift.
I don't end up in reports that say woman hides crack pipe in her vagina, tells cop she's storing it for a friend.
It's not mine, obviously.
Maybe she was. I mean, that is a good friend.
That is not mine.
Patty,
you know, when I asked you to do that for me, you said no.
I said, no, I'm not storing that for you.
Whatever.
And how mad would, and if you are storing it for your friend, how mad would you, would she be when she finds out where you stored it for her?
Or how mad will she be when you got caught?
All of it's bad.
All of it's bad.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't even, and how is that ever an option? I mean, that's just, I mean, I've watched Orange is the New Black enough times to know it's
an option.
It's an option.
It's an option. I mean, it is an orifice.
Something else that makes me feel really good about myself whenever I'm feeling down like you guys is Googling some of the dumb questions that people have asked online. And just thinking that, okay, I didn't ask any of these.
Yes.
One's like, I swallowed an ice cube whole and I haven't pooped it out yet.
Oh,
I'm really scared.
No.
Is it stuck?
No.
The answer is no.
Oh. Yeah.
Can I safely look at a picture of the sun?
Can you? Oh, picture of the sun?
What?
Yeah, that's a question.
But, and why isn't that person worried about the photographer who took the picture?
I don't know. That's a better question.
Daphne looks like she feels like she's stuck in a conundrum.
Is it illegal to kill an ant? I swear it was by accident.
Oh, uh-huh.
Come on. Who asked that? A 2-year-old?
These are Yahoo questions.
Written by Yahoos?
Wasted Vikings fan breaks into fair. Craig's going to do stupid questions. I'll do stupid questions.
All right. I love this. I love this. I'm caught in a world of stupidity. Awesome.
Wasted Vikings fan breaks into fairgrounds police station thinking it's his house. This is not where I put the coffee table.
Like, cocaine's a hell of a drug. Hell of a drug.
That is just so crazy. I don't understand.
All right. Now, stupid questions, Craig.
Yes. More stupid questions.
How am I sure I'm the real mom of my kid?
Oh, no.
That should be.
That's so crazy.
How did that happen? You got hypnotized?
Okay, everybody. 60 seconds and 1 minute aren't really the same thing, right?
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
Why does my cat vibrate?
Vibrate?
It's purring.
It's an appliance.
It's an appliance.
It's an appliance. All right, criminal, dumb criminal.
McDonald's customer accused of putting soda in water-only cup has been charged with robbery.
Oh, you didn't hear about that story?
What?
You didn't hear about that story.
A McDonald's customer in Arkansas has been accused of emptying his cup of water and filling it with soda. He now faces a robbery charge.
Yeah. What happened was him and his two friends went through the drive-thru and they asked for cups of water.
Okay.
Then they parked, threw out the water, walked in, filled it up with soda. The manager came after his all three of them. Two of the friends stopped. Gave it back to the manager. I don't know what he going to do with it.
Yeah.
But the other guy got in the car, hit the manager twice, and tried to drive off.
He hit the manager with the car?
Yeah.
Oh, that's different.
Yep.
Whoops.
So they charged him for theft of product. They didn't pay for it.
That's all they charged. Wait, no. If he hit the guy intentionally with his car.
I don't know if the guy has filed charges for that. Oh. The store has filed charges for the stolen soda pop.
Yeah, my guess is assault and battery with a vehicle.
Yeah, I think there's like laws about that or something.
Alleged shoplifter gets caught, guzzles flea meds.
Who?
He would rather go to the hospital. He had 19 boxes of canine Avantix.
Oh, God.
A flea and tick preventative medication for dogs. He ran past the cashiers. The security staff was chasing him, so he started just popping all the pills, the flea meds, because he would rather go to the hospital instead of the police station. Miss Craig?
Did NASA invent thunderstorms to cover up all the space battles? Yahoo question.
Yahoo question.
The space battles.
Guys, how big is the Pacific Ocean?
Did you say specific OSHA?
That is what is written. I just read the questions.
No.
How big is it?
Are skeletons real or made up?
They're
made up.
Yeah, they're not real.
Patty, I love
they're all fake.
Patty's like so...
I'm so sad that people...
trying to be so compassionate.
Oh, you don't...
I got another one.
But that person feels like they're being lied to. Yes?
How can I prevent my boyfriend from finding out that I poop?
Wow. What?
Yeah, apparently somebody wants to make sure the boyfriend doesn't find out.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just never do. I don't eat solids.
Yeah. And if I did, they don't come out.
Nope.
They find a different route.
Man claiming to be from future assaults employee, steals chicken and bacon.
Chicken and bacon.
Yes. Okay. Witnesses reported that a man walked into a Carl's Jr. and screamed at employees to give him food when he was denied. He was going to get telling them that he was all from the future and they had to give him food.
So what, he came back in time and...
Exactly. You know, if I could, you know, I got to be honest with
you.
If I could time travel with money. I could time travel, the place that I would come back to would be a Carl's Jr.
No, of course.
For sure.
Sure.
For sure. Hands
great
down.
Chicken and bacon.
Yeah. Whatever it takes. Yeah. And the bacon.
And the bacon.
And the bacon.
A man syncs up downtown Athens bar with fart spray.
What?
Yes. He was arrested for that.
We should get him together with a girl who doesn't poop. Exactly. He was arrested for it?
He was arrested for it.
Mm-hmm. That is the best. Like, what?
I don't know what he's charged with. I don't know.
Public.
Public pollution?
Public.
Let's see.
Farting spray? Yeah. Ordinance?
It seems. I'm having trouble getting to the actual article. This is from Athens, Georgia. He was arrested for. Oh, I'm getting all these advertisements. Craig, do you have any more questions?
How do other people turn their computer into a mirror?
Oh,
other people.
No.
If Batman parents are died, then how is he born?
Are died?
That's what it says.
They're died?
If Batman parents are died, then how was he born?
Wow.
Well, he was
born before they
died.
Yeah, hello. Yeah.
Timmy.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Look, Timmy, this is how it works. You see,
let me tell you about the birds and the bees.
Right.
Yeah. They were. Well, he was born before they died.
Right.
See that?
Right. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. These are Yahoo questions.
These are all valid questions.
Aw, a Philly nun was charged with a DUI, so she doesn't remember a crash she caused in New Jersey.
Because she was hammered?
Yep.
Well, did you get the story on that guy with the...
No, they never... I didn't. There were no charges in the article. Yeah,
farting spray.
Yeah.
Look, that's,
doesn't this make you feel better about
it? Wow, they really cleared the air on that one, didn't they?
Well, you know, again, an opportunity to learn. Don't spray your fart spray in a public place.
No, don't do that. Even if it's the bathroom.
Right,
even
don't.
If you would think that might be the one place it might be okay.
Yeah, you want to spray your fart spray. Don't do it.
The public restroom is such a dicey situation.
There's no air circulation in those things.
Yeah, why do you got to go ruin it for everybody?
Yeah, only use your fart spray at home.
Yeah. Appropriately.
Appropriately.
I have a question. Speaking of learning, get to learn something, an opportunity to learn. Do you feel bad for the people who are asking the questions on Yahoo? Or do you feel like, but here are people who have so much more to learn about the world. Like the whole world is in front of them.
There is an opportunity.
Yes. They just have to reach for it.
Yeah. It's sort of like when I got, like one time when I got, I mean, you're really pointing out the positive. Like this one time I had like this zit on my forehead and I'm like, look, don't focus on that.
Right.
Focus on the other 900,000 pores you have that don't make you look like a freak.
The ones that aren't zit filled.
Right. That don't make you look like a total imbecile and untouchable.
Yeah,
to the
those
rest
are all great.
No focus on those.
Yeah. Right. And hopefully everyone else will too.
Right, one last one before we end it.
Yes.
If I eat myself, would I become twice as big or disappear completely?
Wow.
The answer to that question, this just blew my mind.
But there have to be so many people that are just stoned. Asking
yeah, that
questions.
Sounds like a stone question.
That sounds like, right. That's a Munchies situation.
Yeah, that was
because, like, seriously, if I eat myself, would I become like twice
as
big?
You guys, I am so
or would
hungry
I just
right
be
now.
Totally disappeared?
Yeah, if you eat yourself, I bet you'd become twice as big.
Okay, if you
makes sense.
If you're considering eating yourself, where do you start?
A finger. I start at one of my fingers.
So the finger. I mean,
don't eat the hands first, because how are you going to grab the other parts of your body to put them in your mouth?
This is what I was just going to say. I was like, we got to think through this because we don't want to back ourselves into a corner like
exactly.
We're trying to paint a room. Next thing you know, you're trapped.
Me reading the stupid questions on Yahoo wasn't supposed to make you guys ask other stupid questions.
It sparked a very serious conversation.
Yeah. It was very serious.
If you consider eating yourself, what do you eat first?
What do you start with? Don't eat your hands because you can't put the rest of yourself
right.
in your face.
He's really thought through this, though. It's not the first time this question's been asked or attempted to be answered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when you get down to the arms, shoulder, and the hands, what goes next?
You're going to struggle with the hips.
Yeah, start with toes.
You're never going to make it past the knee.
Because you're not going anywhere anyway.
You're not making it past the knee unless you start cutting parts off. And good luck with the hips.
But when it's all gone.
I start with some thigh meat.
And all you have is the arms and the hands left. What, if you start chomping on the arms, then the hands are no good.
Right.
I just want to make
you got to eat everything but the last hand.
I just need a little bit of clarity on this. What you guys are talking about is slowly cutting yourself into pieces and eating yourself with your hands.
We're trying to help this Yahoo question.
Okay.
With the right seasoning, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Just wanted to make sure.
I'm just saying, you start with like all the thigh meat.
The
parts. Rump.
Right.
Then some rump.
The
meat.
Rump.
A little rump roast.
But you have to leave one hand available.
Yes.
So you can finish yourself off.
Well, you also have to avoid any major arteries. You don't want to go any, you know?
You're going to hit some major arteries as soon as you... What are you talking about me?
It's only a flesh wound.
Yeah, cut around it. It's only a flesh wound. Cut around your major arteries. So you're just this dangling mass of arteries.
It's going to be hard to focus after a while. It's going to keep a steady hand.
You got to move quick. You don't have much time.
How are you doing, Craig?
I have no idea what's happening on our show. By the way, in no scenario could you eat your entire self in one sitting.
This would
take time.
You know where you're going to struggle is when you get to the head.
You're going to struggle.
How are you going to eat your own eyes?
There's several moments where you're going to struggle in this scenario.
How am I going to eat my own mouth?
Here's the thing. The original question posed to Yahoo, maybe they meant not themselves, you know, per se. Maybe they meant someone like them.
Oh. No, it was a literal question.
It was a literal. Oh, hold on. I got nowhere to go. More after this on 720 WGN.